Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Children all need and require so much immediate loving care, but children with special needs require so much more. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. If you're the parent of a differently abled child, it's important to know your rights and consult a lawyer or an advocate. Estate planning is essential because standard strategies could put your child at risk. With Medicaid and other benefit programs, for example, a child can have no more than about $2,000 in his or her own name, either now or in a will. Some parents say they plan to leave money to a family member who is willing to provide care for the special needs child, but financial advisors tell me this plan doesn't work and puts an enormous strain on the chosen caregiver. They suggest instead that you set up a special needs trust. A special needs trust is a receptacle for money earmarked for a differently abled child. You name the trust as beneficiary of life insurance and retirement plans. Cash value policy is better rather than the term life insurance, since the child could be dependent for more than 20 to 30 years. Buy coverage for both parents with the most money in a second-to-die policy, so proceeds are paid directly into the trust after both parents are dead. Increase life insurance if there are other siblings. This is very important to do. And be sure to write a letter of intent for what this trust pays for. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.